local community radio station, CKVI 91.9 The Cave. This is Laura, and you're joining me for a half-hour artist profile on a very talented Canadian singer who's currently taking the music industry by storm. Her name's Lights, and we'll have lots of her songs on this show. Plus, we'll talk a little bit about her, what she's doing, where she's going. She was just in Kingston, actually, a couple weeks ago. I was there. I'll give you the down low on that. Plus, much, much more. Now, to give you guys a little taste of Lights, I have a song for you. It's called Ice. It's wonderful. Hope you enjoy it. And when we come back from that song, I'll give you a little bit of information about Lights' early days, where she comes from, sort of her roots, when she got started in music. So I hope you guys stick around. Definitely, definitely enjoy the song.
So I can't even speak. What a disappointment, I had it perfectly. What I was going to bring up suddenly, still like a stone, is just quietly. You're making it hard for me, and all I can do is freeze. What I need is, all I need is just a little emotion, 'cause all I
to CKVI 91.9 The Cave. If you're just tuning in now, you're listening to a half-hour artist profile with myself, Laura, and this week's profile is about the very talented Canadian singer Lights. You just heard her song Ice. I promised before I played the song I'd give you a little bit of information about her. Her real name is Valerie Ann Poxletner. She was born in Timmins, and she's currently 23. Interesting fact about Lights, she may have been born in Canada, but she was actually raised through her elementary school years in the Philippines and Jamaica. She was homeschooled there by her parents. And when the family moved back to Canada, when Lights was 9, she actually first got her hands on a guitar. She first started playing when she was 9, and music sort of just comes in slowly, like the production and the songwriting and stuff. So she's definitely been at this for a very, very long time, I would say. And just to let you guys know, all this information I'm sharing with you is actually from her website, www.iamlights.com. Unlike a lot of other artists who simply use their MySpace and their actual website they never use, and it's really frustrating when you go and you're trying to find out information because it's very outdated, Lights actually does keep it very updated. She's got a lot of really cool stuff too, like she makes comics and stuff. You can definitely check that out. She changed her name legally to Light, so she's no longer Valerie, like I said before, I think in late 2009. I asked her about the whole process of changing her name legally. It's quite interesting, actually. She said that it was very easy for her to do, and it was very natural, because the changing of her name was like another chapter of her life closing and a new one beginning. And I think that's pretty cool, but I'm just going to go on record and say that it's totally fine to change your name, and it's really cool and all, but don't pull a Prince and like change your name three times, including once to like a little symbol thing, which I'm not even sure how one pronounces. But I think that we don't have to worry about that with Lights, hopefully. Another really interesting fact about Lights, actually, is when she first started out in the music industry from around 2006-ish, she was not actually performing right away. She was actually a writer for Sony ATV Music Company. And she was among the songwriters who composed the music for the television series Instant Star. I don't know if you've seen it. It's older. It's on Much Music and MTV from time to time. I know I'm guilty of watching it. I enjoy it quite a bit. It follows a girl named Jude, who actually kind of reminds me of Lights a little. If you've seen it, if you've seen the show, think about it, because it kind of does. Anyway, she won a music contest, and she's getting her music up and running. And when upon finding this out, it made a lot of sense to me, because the music that the character Jude sings on the show kind of reminds me actually a lot of Lights music. A little less techno-y, but still the lyrics are pretty similar, and now we know why. But anyway, one of her most notable songs that she co-wrote, Lights co-wrote on the show, was called Perfect. And I actually obtained a copy of her version, not the show's version, which I will play later on, and you can compare it and see for yourselves. So that's how Lights got her feet wet in the music industry, so to speak. And of course, she released her 2008 EP called, well, the Lights EP. It contains six songs, including February Air, which of course is a very popular Lights song. I'll play it later on in the show. It was actually used by Old Navy. Old Navy has actually used a lot of Lights songs in their commercials. Before the whole series of creepy plastic mannequin things that they have going on in their commercials now, I have to say that it makes me really uncomfortable watching those commercials and seeing the animated plastic people. But I digress. And as you can just tell from the Old Navy commercials, Lights has this gift where she just appeals to such a broad fan base, a mainstream, and you know, the whole indie sort of stream that we have going there with underground music. She appeals to, you know, any kind of stereotype you can think of almost. And it's really great because everyone has a soft spot for her. And I think in part that's because she sort of cultivated such a wide web base. Her MySpace page literally has millions of hits, and she just is incredibly popular. And she's got this winning combination of like adorable nerdy boyness, where she like plays, you know, World of Warcraft and talks about it and writes comic books, and at the same time she just appeals to everyone, and that's a great factor to have, and she's very, very lucky to have that. I'll give you a little bit of a break from my talking and show you guys that song I mentioned earlier from Instant Star. This is the Lights version of it. It's called Perfect, and I hope you guys enjoy. When we come back, we'll have even more Lights songs, and I'll tell you a little bit about the show that I went to on November 19th. A lot of great stuff there, so keep it locked to 91.9 The Cave.
Say all the right things. Maybe I stumble on my words. Maybe I laugh at all the wrong times. Maybe I mumble and I curse. The last thing I want is to let you down. 'Cause all that I want is to make you proud.
Welcome back, Kingston, to CKVI 91.9 FM, The Cave, your local community radio station. If you're just tuning in now, no, don't fear. You're listening to a artist profile with Laura on Lights. She's a very, very talented Canadian singer in her early 20s. The last song you just heard, Perfect, might not be that familiar to you, even if you're a Lights fan. But never fear, that's because she started out her career in the music industry as a writer for Sony. And that song, Perfect, she actually co-wrote for the Canadian TV show Instant Star, which was sung on there by the lead actress. So it's just really cool to always find a new Lights song to listen to, or a new any song, you know, when you find one totally unexpected, a diamond in the rough, and you just fall in love with the artist all over again. It's very exciting stuff. But I did promise you guys after the song that I would fill you in on what happened November 19, 2010 at Sydenham Street United Church, for indeed, Lights did come to Kingston, and she played a wonderful show. I don't know if you were there or not. If you weren't, I mean, you should definitely go. I have to admit, I was not a big Lights fan until I went. I just heard maybe four of her hit singles on the radio from time to time, and I didn't really think she was anything special. But then I got invited to her concert, and I went, and I completely fell in love with this girl. She's got amazing vocals, and the radio, the songs that they play, like it's the three or four, just don't do her justice. She was adorable. The band Mishu opened for her, and they're great. They compliment her voice and her style and her just everything perfectly. She came out on stage, rocked us with a couple songs, and then went a little more mellow with a lot of her acoustic stuff. And her voice, like her range, is just something she does not necessarily is well, she shows it, but isn't necessarily shown in some of her other stuff. I find I had no idea she could sing like that. She talked to the crowd. She sang The Who's Behind Blue Eyes, which she did a beautiful acoustic version of that, and just really gave you a taste for what kind of music she listens to. And I know I was talking to a friend of mine, Dylan, who's also, you'll hear him, D-Mac, from time to time, on the air. He said that in the last Lights show that he went to, she played Feel It in the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. So just some really cool stuff that you wouldn't really expect from her. And she's also the most adorable creature on the planet, because she whipped out a recorder like halfway through the show and was super excited to show the audience that she knew how to play My Heart Will Go on the recorder. Of course, the Celine Dion song. And it was just so cute. She's actually really tiny, though. Didn't know if you guys knew this. She is a very petite young lady, standing 5 foot something and not in the high somethings, in the low somethings, my friends. But I definitely enjoyed her show, would definitely go see her again. She has super high energy, even when she's, you know, singing her acoustic stuff, and she's got the constant hair flips going on. I have to say, I'm pretty sure the volume in her hair was insane, and she was just waving it back and forth. Someone with short hair, I have to say, I was pretty envious of her look. A lot of guys around me were commenting on the hotness of Lights that night. She definitely has a big male fan base there, as well as females, so it was very cool. But it drew a pretty big crowd, I have to say, because also on that Friday, the DJ Deadmau5 was in Kingston at the KRC, so that a lot of people were expecting that that there wouldn't be too many people at Lights, because Deadmau5 is so grossly popular among the youngins of Kingston. But of course, Lights is too, and she held her ground, and she filled Sydenham Street United Church, which I don't know if any of you have ever had the pleasure of viewing a performance at Sydenham Street United Church, but it has amazing acoustics. It was just an all-around great show. I really liked it. It made a Lights fan out of me, and I'm sure if you're having your doubts, you should definitely go see her, because she will win your heart and melt it, because I have noticed she has a lot of winter-themed songs, or ice-themed songs. That's where my bad pun came from, I guess, for all you diehard Lights fans out there. She also has two sides to her musically, which she demonstrated really well during the concert. She has the acoustic, sort of mellow, soft, just gorgeous side of her that you can see on her acoustic EP that she released not too long ago. And then her, of course, her pop sort of synthy sound that just charms the pants off of you, pretty much. So I'll give you a taste of both of those. The first song is Romance Is, off of the acoustic EP, and then the second song is one of her new single, My Boots. So definitely don't go anywhere, and definitely keep it locked to CKVI 91.9, The Cave.
With a little
Welcome back, folks, to CKVI 91.9 The Cave. I'm just back to wrap up this half-hour artist profile on Lights. I hope you guys have really, really enjoyed it. I'll be back next week with another artist profile to tickle your musical senses. That was really metaphorical and profound, in my opinion. But anyways, I'll leave you guys with a little Lights song, just so you guys will be super happy and all pumped and lightsy by the time I'm done with you, as if I just said lightsy. Wow, I'm lame. Anyway, I'll just stop talking now and give you guys the Lights song Second Go. Hope you guys enjoy it and keep it locked to 91.9 The Cave.